This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's been more than 2 years since California's Proposition 12 took effect, and pork producers across the country are still grappling with the consequences. The law has done little to improve animal welfare, critics say, but has created significant financial strain, especially for small and mid-sized operations struggling to comply with costly new housing requirements. With the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the law and ruling it doesn't violate the Commerce Clause, Congress remains the only path to overturning at the federal level. So where is the progress? We'll talk with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst next.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa's soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has been one of the most vocal opponents of Proposition 12 in Washington. I caught up with her last week in D.C. to get an update on whether momentum is building in Congress to act and what it would take to roll back a law that many in agriculture see as a dangerous precedent for future state-led mandates.
Right, Prop 12, and we are going back again, working with Roger Marshall on this initiative. I'm spearheading. We used to call it the EATS Act. We have renamed it, taken a look at other ways we might be able to get it over the finish line. But pushing back on Proposition 12 out of California so that states can't dictate pre-harvest how we raise our animals. And again, I always stress that our Iowa farmers, especially when they're raising their hogs, because I was a hog farmer, the daughter of a hog farmer, and we know how to treat our animals humanely and to make sure that they are raised certainly in a way that will benefit the consumers, the cheapest possible way we can raise them and deliver on lean proteins to the consumer and do it in a way where we're not harming our animals.
Senator Ernst did not mince words when calling out California's influence on ag policy, suggesting voters in L.A. have no business dictating how farmers in Iowa raise livestock. She emphasizes that real food policy should come from those who understand agriculture, not those swayed by activist agendas. Ernst says the goal is to push back against Prop 12 with federal legislation, prioritizing humane, affordable food production for all Americans.
I think the people in California, they don't understand that or they don't realize it. And I don't think people strolling down Rodeo Drive or, you know, whatever out in Los Angeles know anything about animal husbandry or animal agriculture. So we need to be able to raise our animals humanely, do it in a way that is at a low cost to the consumer. We can now do that with our legislation here. So again, pushing back on Proposition 12, and hopefully that will help lower food costs to Americans just across the board.
Ernst agrees with many producers that the fight over Prop 12 is not just about pigs. It's about the precedent being set. If it works in hogs, it could work anywhere, whether that's corn, soybeans, or any other industry or commercial product in the United States. She believes Congress has a responsibility in this matter to stand up for common sense in agricultural policy and leave the food production to those who know what they're doing. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.